Hi, hello, Wiffle Nation, and welcome to episode 20 of the Wiffle Zoo, part of the National Wiffle Network. I'm your host, Carl Coffey. Let's meet that panel. From the LIFOL, Last In, First Out League, his name is Andrew Bluenose, Stone and Stone Man, Stoner Stone. What's up, Andrew?
Not much, we're going.
Filling in last second from the FATL, Flaunt Taint League, James Werpstein. What's up, James?
What's going on? How we doing?
Doing well. In first place, we'll get to those standings soon. From the SNACCL, Snapping Necks and Cash and Checks League, his name is Sock Dalager, Millsy Milstead. Weird nickname. What's up, Adam?
What's going on tonight, Carl?
And finally, from the WNSTFOL, we need some time from our family league. What? Carl, Noodle Juice Coffee. We know the rules. We got some matchups. You get 2 points or 1 point. We have actually 2 3-game matchups. You can get up to 6 points this week. And speaking of the standings, Millsy has 4 points. Tom G, Stoneman, 3. Me and Soup, 2. James Stein, first time on the show, 0 points. He can catch up here. He didn't do much prep, though. But let's just jump into the matchups. We're going to Orrible first, everyone's favorite. Overhand Slow Pitch League from Northern Indiana. The Stoneman's going to lead off first. The Hudson Lake Heat and County Line Kings are playing 3 games. Both of them are 4-5. What do you got, Stoneman? Who wins and in how many games?
This one's going to be a good one. Both teams coming in at 4-5. Last year's team MVP, Kyle Polanka, Mr. Fix-It. He had a big week last week, also with Ben McDonald and Bailey Reese. They hit 14 home runs combined between the two of them. But I think it's going to come down to the AL Player of the Week, J.P. Kehoe. He had a big series last week, hit 15 home runs, hit 640. He's a former Lincoln College standout baseball player, so I think he's going to continue his hot streak, and the County Lake Kings are going to sweep.
That's a bold prediction from the
County Line Kings.
Yeah, the County Line Kings go 3-0. So we're going to go to James Stein. When I say he had 2 minutes to prep, that would be an overstatement. He got maybe 2 seconds. So what do you got, Stein? Heat versus Kings. We got 3 games here. Who wins? How many games?
All right. I'm going off. I know nothing about these two teams, but if we're talking about overhand slow pitch, it really comes little down to, you know, who's a better pitcher, who's better at, you know, hitting a long ball. I think this one's going to come down to fielding. And in my experience, youthful players struggle with their fielding ability. That said, I've heard this name Polanco talked around like 5-6 times. And he's not on the Kings, right? He's on the other team. Whatever team that kid Polanco is on, that team is sweeping. That's my call.
Okay.
I don't, unfortunately.
Works for me. Heat go 3-0. That's the exact opposite of Stoneman's. And I like when the predictions
are different. I got to make the points up, right?
I like it, though. Yeah, I get it. We're going to Adam Milstead. He leads the standings with 4. His first time on the Zoo, he shocked the world. Just nailing predictions left and right. He only got 1 wrong. What do you got, Millsy?
Yeah, so for this one, I got the Kings taking 2-1. I think it'll be a good series. It could easily be a sweep either way. But I think that early MVP favorite, J.P. Kehoe, is going to hit a couple more bombs. I think he's the home run leader right now, as it is.
Yeah, so I'm not sure if you guys know about this, but all these teams have their own home field. They actually travel to different sites, so home field really matters. And I don't think they're going to sweep, but I had the Kings winning 2 as well, and here's why. The Heat may have Ben McDonald, who's an early MVP favorite, but the Stoneman said J.P. Canoe the Canoe, he's having a year. Kings take 2. They also took 2 early from the Maple City Magic, 3-time champs, so the Kings are having a year. We're going to move to Has-Been's Field with the Ball League, Stoney's League, and actually Stein's going to lead off here. Didn't get much prep, so he's going to be thrown right into the fire. Only 1 game, James. Anglers versus 76ers. Who do you got and why?
Well, never heard of either of those two teams. Can somebody give me some of the names on this team? I might have heard of a name or two from them.
What do you got, Stoney?
I play on one of them with my buddy Mark Benware and my buddy Timmy Larry against two of the best hitting guys in the league, Josh Angus and Jared Marshall. It's the only two teams in the league that have ever won a championship in our 10 years.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So we're talking about like a battle of titans here. I'm going to go with the commission's team. I feel like that's the team to go with. And yeah, I'm sticking to that answer.
James, great pick there. The 76ers have Timmy Larry. I usually don't trust guys with two first names, but in this case, I definitely do. He's having a year, and he's going to lead the 76ers to a big win over the fraud Anglers. What do you got, Millsy?
Yeah, so, I mean, Sixers is my hometown basketball team, and Stoney's on there, so I got to go Sixers with the win.
Adam, short and sweet. He's in first place for a reason. Doesn't overthink things. Stoney, this is your league. You're on one of these teams. I'm sure you're picking the Sixers, right?
I'm on a team, but it's honestly, every time we play them, it's a nail biter. It usually goes extra innings, and it comes down to one bad pitch. Just, it's wiffle ball, man. It's we're that close a team, and we're all real good friends, but we so much hate to lose to each other. I mean, it'll ruin me for like 3 or 4 days if I lose this game. So I can lose to anybody else but these guys, and I wouldn't care. But yeah, 76ers are going to beat their ass.
All right, that's four picks for the Sixers. We're moving to Southeast Michigan, the league I founded. WSEM, their first week. Islanders at Stinky Nuts. They're playing two games. 16 league. Adam, you're going to lead off here. Who wins? Is there a sweep? Do they split? What's up?
Yeah, so I think this is going to be another good series. I think it could easily be a sweep either way. It's going to come down to whoever wins that first game. And for this one, I'm going to say Islanders with the sweep.
Isle sweep. That's huge. Stoney.
First game's in Carl, and these two teams have a true dislike for each other, so that always makes for a good series. The Islanders, they bought into all the draft hype, and they picked that Caden Irwin. He's going to throw off, and Skinner's going to throw game one. I think the Nuts are going to sweep this. Like Adam said, the first game's always important. Skinner's going to get the win. They're going to keep the ball away from the NWLA hero, Kyle Tomlinson, who plays for the Islanders, and he's the only one that can put the bat up. These teams also scrimmaged earlier this year, and the Nuts had their way with them. I don't know if that's any telltale, but I'm going with the Nuts on the sweep.
That's some good insight. It goes to me next. The last team I played for, WSEM, in 2015 was the Islanders. I like them. And you mentioned his name, Kyle Thompson. His last seven seasons, he played for El Diablos. First year on a different team in quite some time. Islanders, they sold pretty early last year to play for it all this year. Yeah, him and Irwin, they're strong, but this is a rivalry matchup, and everyone kind of gets up for a rivalry. The Nuts hate these guys, so I say split. James Stein, what do you got?
Yeah, you know what? I'm actually going to echo you. I'm going to go with the split. Normally, I'd call for the Nuts to win outright in a sweep, but I have a feeling that someone's going to hang a pitch that they're not supposed to hang, and I think that that's going to swing the next game in a direction that they don't want to see it going. I just get a feeling. I have no reason for thinking that. There's no research that I did. I just get that feeling that someone somewhere is going to do something that ends that in a split. So that's where I'm at.
That's good insight from one of the leading voices in wiffle ball, James Stein, the last second replacement to come on this show. And we're going to move on to one of those Instagram leagues. When I was on James Stein's show, I told him that's the future. He said, I believe it, Carl. I believe it. This is one of those young leagues. So they're all about Instagram and a little bit of Twitter. Don't even have a webpage. Do they need one? I don't know. But BMS versus Shell Shock. Do not know what BMS stands for. But they're playing three games here. I'm actually going to lead off here. Three games. I looked at the power rankings. BMS is 3-0, but they're number 2 in the rankings. Shell Shock's 2-1. They're number 1 in the rankings. What does that tell us? Shell Shock's the better team. BMS takes one game, though. Shell Shock wins 2-1 Shell Shock. Let's go to James Stein. He's a big fan of Instagram, all things Gen Z. What do you got?
All right. Well, I was gonna take Shell Shock 2-1, but when you mentioned to me that BMS is number 1 at the league at 3-0 and Shell Shock, I'm sorry, BMS is 2 at 3-0 and Shell Shock is 1
yep.
at 2-1, something doesn't sound right about that to me. I don't like that. That's bad juju. You're gonna piss off the whiffle ball gods by playing around with ranking systems like that. And so I'm gonna go with BMS winning that 1-2-1. And taking over first place.
James Stein says, something's fishy here. No respect for BMS. Who's making these power rankings? Anyways, we'll go to Adam Milstead. He's leading with 4 points. He's on top of the standings. What do you got?
Oh, so I'm disappointed in you, Carl. BMS stands for Blue Mountain State. It's a great TV show, and I'm a huge fan.
I'm actually wearing my
Sasshole jersey right now. I'm going with Blue Mountain State with the sweep. Let's go, Goats.
Yeah, I would like to change. I didn't know it stands for Blue Mountain State. I also want to change the sweep with that knowledge.
Okay. James, you're going sweep, BMS?
I have no idea. I mean, you're channeling the power of that, and that's just good juju.
Fair enough. First place I ever played Wiffle was BMS Brownstown Middle School. No, nobody cares, though. But anyways, Andrew, finish off this show. We got two sweeps for BMS. I got SS, Shell Shock, 2-1. What do you got?
I'm going to go with BMS 2-1 over Shell Shock. I think, like Stein said, the ranking sound fishy. I think that's going to give those guys a little bit of extra motivation to show who the number one team is.
All right, another four matchups on the Zoo. I just want to thank you guys again, especially James Stein. Last second fill-in, he nailed it. Hope you come on for another show. But now we kind of, you know, let's plug some stuff. Adam, anything you want to plug?
Honestly, I got nothing. I plugged it all last week. Golden Six, Mid-Atlantic, United Whiffs, it's all coming up. Let's go.
All right. Andrew, what about you?
Not much. Just a big matchup this weekend has been Field. We're still running strong. We got like 10 games left per team, and then we start playoffs, and then we'll start up with our second season, hopefully weather permitting, up here in upstate New York. So we're going good.
All right, and finally, James Stein, anything you want to plug?
I got a couple things. Peter Maccabee is doing his thing, starting up the SoCal Whips regimen again, eyeing early September for his first event there in Upland, California. I'll most likely be there. And then, of course, the other thing that I got to promote is my show, Shut Up Stein. Thank you very much. Getting pretty close to 100 followers on Twitter. Love to see that. And I got to say, I got three really good episodes coming up. One's already recorded. Doing another one tomorrow. And then I think I'm going to try and get Millsy on for a third one. And that should be a fantastic episode.
Of course. Adam's everyone's favorite Whiffler. And listen, West Coast Whiffle's making a comeback, James Stein. It's happening. Thanks to people like you, it's happening.
All right. Well, you know, you gotta give the credit where it's due. Give it to Mark. He's the one organizing them. Sylvie's organizing some too, so props to them.
So thank you to Adam, Andrew, James, and I'm Carl Coffey. We'll talk to you next time. Everyone, stay safe out there. See ya.